Hello, imaginative viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today we will explore three animated films that depict the spirit of heroes. First, we have Disney's 1997 feature film, Hercules, inspired by the legendary Greek mythological hero. It is directed by Academy Award-nominated US directors Mr. Ron Clements and Mr. John Musker. As the movie opens, we find ourselves in the blissful heavenly kingdom of Mount Olympus, located high atop serene white clouds in the sky. The Greek god Zeus is overjoyed about the newest member of his celestial family, his son Hercules. As a present for his beloved son, Zeus makes him a cuddly white horse with wings named Pegasus.
Stratus and a dash of Cumulus. His name is Pegasus, and he's all your son.
The story continues as Hades, the king of the underworld, finds out that only Hercules can stop his plans to rule the cosmos. Hades, voiced by renowned Hollywood actor James Woods, sends two of his helpers to take the baby Hercules from Mount Olympus and bring him to Earth.
Pain! Coming, you most lugubriousness! Pain!
And panic!
Reporting for duty!
Fine.
They feed him a magic potion, which makes him become a mortal human, but he still maintains godly strength.
Didn't get it over with. Okay. Here you go, kid! A little Grecian formula! Look at that!
Zing, zing. Can we do it now?
No. He has to drink the whole potion. Every last drop.
Who's there?
Hercules is found and raised by a warm-hearted couple. Then the story fast-forwards to show Hercules, voiced by Tate Donovan, having grown to become a young man. When his adoptive parents reveal his celestial lineage, Hercules is left with a great sense of hope to find his true purpose in life and return to his real family.
Almighty Zeus, please, hear me and answer my prayer. I need to know, who am I? Where do I belong?
My boy, my little Hercules.
Through a magical conversation with his father, Hercules learns that he must prove himself a true hero on Earth in order to restore his godhood. To do so, Hercules seeks the assistance of the famous hero trainer and satyr Phil, voiced by Academy Award-winning actor Danny DeVito. Phil reunites Hercules with Pegasus and begins to teach him the fine art of becoming a hero. When he is ready, Hercules sets out with Phil and Pegasus to prove himself a hero. Along the way, Hercules also meets Meg, voiced by Susan Egan, and falls in love with her.
You stole! It's like I keep telling you. You gotta stay focused and you...
Are you all right, Miss?
Megara. My friends call me Meg. At least they would if I had any friends. So,
Did they give you a name along with all those rippling pectorals? Are you always this articulate?
Hercules. My my name is Hercules.
I think I prefer Wonder Boy.
However, Hades is still out to prevent Hercules from achieving his goals. Hercules is faced with obstacles, but is able to use his otherworldly strength to save people and gain popularity. But is this enough to prove Hercules a hero and reunite him with his family in Mount Olympus? And will Hercules be able to stop Hades from overtaking the cosmos? Hercules is an action-packed film that reminds us that love and sacrifice are some of the most important elements in life. It is enhanced by a wonderful soundtrack that includes Academy Award nominated Go the Distance. The film also has musical interludes that add a vivacious and humorous narration to the story. Hercules won 8 awards, including the 1997 Los Angeles Film Critics Association Award for Best Animation and 4 Annie Awards. Let's go make some tasty vegan popcorn. Cinema Scene will be right back after some brief messages here on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back, joyous viewers. Let's now take a look at the 1986 production directed by Jules Bass and Arthur Rankin Jr. entitled The Flight of Dragons.
Gorbash! Gorbash! Come!
The animation movie is based on the 1976 novel The Dragon and the George by Gordon R. Dixon and the 1979 natural history book of the same name by Peter Dickinson. The story begins ages ago, when the worlds of magic and logic still resided side by side. We are introduced to Carolinus, the Green Wizard, whose voice is portrayed by Harry Morgan. Carolinus sees how people are beginning to choose logic over magic. This, in turn, is weakening the magical beings.
This cannot be. The worlds of magic and logic must exist side by side, not destroy each other.
Take care! Be careful with your machines, I say!
Who's making all that rumpus?
It's that balmy old gent what lives upstream.
Your motors must not crowd out all magic, or the world is lost.
Some sort of magician, I hear.
I am Carolinus, the Green Wizard.
You're loony, you are. Get back to where you belong.
I belong everywhere, for my domain is the green world, nature itself and all its inhabitants.
Thus, Carolinus calls upon his three brothers, the Golden Wizard, Lo Te Zhao, voiced by Don Messick, the Blue Wizard, Solarius, voiced by Don Messick, and the Red Wizard, Omidon, voiced by James Earl Jones. They have a meeting at the Temple of All Antiquity, in which Carolinus proposes the creation of an invisible haven for all magical creatures, called the Last Realm of Magic. However, Omidon refuses to aid his brothers and creates the Red Crown. In order to save the Last Realm of Magic, the other three wizards must help a chosen one to take the Red Crown. That person turns out to be Peter Dickinson, voiced by John Ritter. Peter is an imaginative scientist and distant descendant of the original Dragon Master. The Green Wizard is told that Peter's logic is key to saving their world of magic. So Carolinus travels forward through time to the 20th century to bring Peter back to help the realm of magic.
What the heck happened? Hey,
Are you deaf or something?
A splendid game. Come down and join it.
What?
Un tronto cala! 12! There's no beating that. Come down, I say. Cala!
What happened?
I'll explain during the journey.
Journey?
Sit down. Zvizumad Kala! Keep your wits, we're almost...
Peter is overjoyed to meet Carolinus's house dragon, Gorbash, voiced by Cozy Costa, and Gorbash's uncle, Schmurgel, also voiced by James Gregory. He especially takes a liking to Carolinus's foster daughter, Princess Melisandre, voiced by Alexandra Stoddart. However, shortly after arriving, Peter is accidentally merged with Gorbash. Nonetheless, the quest must commence. Schmurgel comes along, teaching Peter how to be a dragon, as well as the chivalrous knight, Sir Orin, voiced by Bob McFadden.
Hey, how do I get down?
Without belch.
Yes, close the valves and expel gas to come down.
Well, go ahead. Turn your head, you dummy.
The group is helped along the way, but will they succeed? How can Peter's logic help him to save the last realm of magic? The Flight of Dragons is a highly original movie with an excellent combination of animation and voices. Through its interesting and philosophical plot, The Flight of Dragons conveys the importance of finding a balance between the spheres of imagination and science.
For even now, the great dome of invisibility grows over our world to protect its sanctity for all time. And no one on the outside may enter its boundaries, save for the length of a dream or flash of an inspiration. But it will stay through the years, the centuries, and the ages. Part of man for all time. And whenever man needs magic, we will be here.
Our final animation is The Brave Little Toaster, written by Thomas M. Dish and directed by Jerry Reese. Released in 1987, the story follows the adventure of a group of determined household appliances. The movie begins in a remote cabin, where we meet the dramatic radio, voiced by John Lovitz, the literate Lampy, voiced by Timothy Stack, the childlike Blanky, voiced by Timothy E. Day, the upright vacuum cleaner, Kirby, voiced by Thurl Ravenscroft, and the optimistic toaster, voiced by Deanna Oliver. They eagerly await the return of the boy Rob, who they refer to as the Master. However, the Master has not returned to the cabin in years, and when a real estate broker places a for sale sign in the front yard, the appliances begin to believe that they have been abandoned. However, Toaster does not accept this, and proposes that they go to find the Master.
Well, how are we gonna travel?
Hey, I've got an idea. We can all pile on top of the bed, you know, and then Kirby can push us. No, no, no. Hey! What about the Master's pogo stick? No, that's no good. Hey! How about we're in the refrigerator on a skateboard and Kirby can pull? No, no, no. Hey!
Shut up, shut up!
Shut up!
Let somebody else try for a change. Arise, Hassan. Arise, O magic carpet.
We need a longer cord.
Why, we need an alternate power source, I say.
Using a car battery tied to an office chair pulled by Kirby, they set out heading towards the City of Light, described in radio signals. Through their travels, they must face many obstacles. During a gusty rainstorm, Blanky becomes stuck in a tree. When they attempt to cross a river with strong currents, they falter. And when the group is stuck in quicksand, a parts store owner rescues them so they can be taken apart for sale. Throughout their voyage, they also find themselves in disagreements, but Toaster consistently reminds them to pull together to achieve their goal. And as they work to solve each problem, they also discover more strength and faith in one another's friendship. Yet will this be enough to help them reach the City of Lights? Does the Master even remember his childhood appliances, and will they finally be reunited? The Brave Little Toaster is a light-hearted movie, and the charismatic behavior of the appliances brings much laughter to the audience, as their earnest endeavors to find the Master touches the hearts of many. The film was nominated for 2 awards, including a 1988 Primetime Emmy.
Boy, are we glad to see you.
I really thought I'd turned in my warranty that time.
Yeah, until Baggy here showed up.
I just slipped and fell in, that's all.
Oh, sure, right.
You can't fool us. We love you.
That's right, like Mrs. Roosevelt loved her husband.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the shore. Everybody off.
Listen to this. This is President Roosevelt awarding the vacuum the Medal of Honor.
Oh, that's funny.
Hercules, the Flight of Dragons, and the Brave Little Toaster are 3 charming films that convey the strength inherent in each individual. In fact, our dreams are very possible to reach when we have faith. Courageous viewers, thank you for joining us today on Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up after Noteworthy News. May your days be filled with cheerfulness and goodwill.